I'm joined today by Andre Perry, who's a local columnist and activist, and Sean Kelly, who's the president of the Black Student Union at Loyola University, here to talk about the state of diversity at New Orleans institutions of higher education. Andre, Sean, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Obviously, this is a topic we could discuss for a long time. Today, we just want an overview of what the issue is, how it affects students, and steps that are being done to solve it. So, Sean, I'll start with you. As a student at Loyola myself, I know from attending a BSU event last semester that you and members of your organization have been outspoken about how you think there isn't enough diversity among faculty at Loyola. What is your experience with this issue, and what has this past year been like?
After Missouri, like at the what happened at the University of Missouri, colleges across, you know, America were basically looking at itself and saying, what can we do? What can we do to change, you know, the situation on campus? And as a student leader, I had to do the same thing. Our students had to look at ourselves and say, what are our issues? And we came together. We had to speak out on campus. And we said, come out, say whatever on your mind, and we're going to try to do something about it. And we came together. The speak out happened. It was great. And we realized we had to do something about these issues, and we had to take it to the administration. So we went to the administration. We told the administration, hey, these are our issues. You know, these are our demands. How can we reach, you know, a common goal of, you know, bettering our campus? So this last year has been, you know, great and crazy at the same time, trying to reach our goals of bettering our campus.
Andre, Sean is coming from this specific experience at his university. What do we know about this issue at large around the city, and what is the history with this issue?
Now, New Orleans follows national trends with about having between 3 and 5, 6% faculty of color on their campuses. And obviously, particularly Black and Latino, we were representing 12 to 15% of the overall population. And so what that means, you're seeing teachers who just do not look like their students. And a lot of people will say that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who teaches you. But the fact of the matter is people bring themselves into their classrooms. And too often we have English courses, for instance, that do not convey the authors and the sentiments of the people in the classrooms. And so we need a diverse faculty, but we shouldn't just look at faculty. We should look at students, administration. We should look at the curricula of places. But in New Orleans, we're no different than many other cities with a lot of universities. We simply do not groom, hire, retain. Because remember, a lot of folks come in as assistant professors, but they leave not getting promoted and tenured. And so we just have those same problems at our local universities.
Sean, I know they've recently hired Liv Newman, who is now the Chief Diversity Officer for Loyola. What do you think are the first three things she should do in her role that would benefit this issue?
We've talked, and I think Dr. Newman's going to do a great job. I think one of the first things she has to do, and this is already in the works, is to do a campus climate survey. I think there's a divide with the administration and with the students. The students are saying one thing, and administration is believing everything to be fine. So I think you have to do that, and that's like, you know, a multi-year study, but that's something that has to be done to get, you know, a balance. As the second thing is that we have to have diversity efforts with students. It has to be at orientation. It has to be throughout the year. It can't just be like, you know, have a 20-minute diversity training during orientation that people really kind of may not listen to. We have to have classes. We have to have, you know, speakers. Thirdly, we have to do, she has to talk to faculty. And that's, I think, one of the hardest parts of her job is how do you talk to faculty, especially, you know, tenured faculty who, you know, have been teaching at our university for a long time. But we have to talk to them and say, like, you know, maybe, you know, how you're interacting with students isn't the right way. Or maybe you can do something a little bit different.
Andre, what initiatives exist at other universities in New Orleans, like Tulane, UNO?
Well, you know, and this is a sad thing. Whenever budget cuts come down, the first thing to go are diversity initiatives. I know as a former professor here at UNO, and I actually worked at Loyola as well. I know when budget crunches hit, the first thing they go, they're the diversity initiatives. And if we want professors, it's not just a matter of a simple matter of finding black and brown and Asian professors. Certainly they're there. But the goal is to create a pipeline. And so universities have to be committed to taking in graduate students, giving postdocs, hiring folks after those postdocs. It's a long process and an expensive one.
Andre, how do we go about fixing this citywide but nationally as well? What needs to happen and how likely is it that it will happen?
One thing that students don't realize is the structure, governance structure of colleges and universities. The power of the faculty resides in the provosts and deans. You have to put in their payment structures, their salary structures, their compensation packages, incentives, and punishments if they don't diversify the faculty. But I am extremely encouraged by the student movements that are occurring all across the campuses. They're trying to figure out what levers they can pull in order to enact change. University of Missouri obviously was a catalyst for a lot of student movements across the country. Princeton, Yale, you're seeing a lot of activism because students have rights. Again, going back to governance structure, you typically only look at faculty, your boards, and staff. Students aren't really written into the shared governance structure of higher ed.
Sean, where does this go from here, and what are your hopes for next year?
I think what it goes from here is, you know, we're hiring two new people in the Office of Student Involvement who will work with marginalized communities on campus, such as the Asian students, Latino students, commuter students, and more resources. I think where we go from here is that we have to go back to our list of demands that we gave to Father Wilds and say, okay, we got this, this, and that, but, you know, you guys have slowed down, and we need to put more pressure on the administration for next year. I'm hopeful for next year, but I also realize this is a process.
Andre Perry, columnist and activist, Sean Kelly, president of the Black Student Union at Loyola University, thank you both so much for talking to WWNO.
You're welcome.
Thanks.